Well, good morning. This is Public Affairs, and it's National FFA Week this week. And so today we've got with us Caleb Ten Benzel. He is the advisor for Broken Bow FFA and student Logan Bell. How's it going this morning, guys?
It's good.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming out and chatting with us a little bit. I want to talk just a little bit this morning about just kind of the background of the FFA program, where we're at in Broken Bow with the program, and just kind of a general overview of what's going on with the Future Farmers of America, maybe moving forward.
Yeah, sure. Broken Bow FFA has a pretty strong tradition here in this community. I think we were chartered in 1936, so we are one of the oldest programs in the state, so there's a lot of history that Wow. comes with us. And I've been teaching at Broken Bow for the past 5 years, and during my time, we've seen a pretty large increase in students enrolled in agriculture classes. We've seen a lot of kids get involved in FFA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the additions and renovations added to the school building, I think there's a lot of excitement that is surrounding the program right now.
Right. Well, I didn't realize the program had been around that long. You know, Logan, what's that kind of mean to you to be a part of a program that's really just been a part of the Broken Bow schools for such a very long period of time?
I think it's really cool. It's really interesting to, like, just be talking and networking around the community and hear that, oh, you were the reporter back in 1968. That's cool. I was the reporter in 2024. So it's cool to, like, share and learn the legacy of the chapter, just like talking with people around the town, and just having that connection with the community is really cool.
And there's a lot of multi-generational FFA families even in the program today. I've taught several students who their parents were members, their grandparents were members. A lot of them have seen different versions of, you know, the classroom just within the different school versions that we've had through the years.
Well, and so that's kind of maybe one of the things I wanted to ask about. Just kind of give us an overview of what programs are a part of the FFA program overall. What's the kind of the courses of study that you support?
You know, FFA and agriculture education are linked together. And so a lot of what we see being offered in the classroom, we're going to see being offered as competitions and or, you know, out-of-class experiences through FFA. So I teach a lot of classes relating to plant and animal biology, food science and chemistry, welding technology, and honestly, a lot in between. Mm-hmm. And one of the really cool things about my job, in my opinion, is that students are really exposed to the variety of what is involved in ag, and they can take those components that they really like and find their place in FFA. I mean, we go all over the place. We travel a lot, and there's so many opportunities for students to just get involved with that.
Yeah. So you mentioned food science, and I know you're sending a floriculture team to state this year, right? So, right. I mean, it's not just the agricultural things that you would think about normally. There's a lot of programs going on within the scope of FFA.
Absolutely. You know, agriculture is historically rooted in production practices, raising livestock, growing row crops. And mm-hmm. that is still absolutely true today. And we've got a lot of students that are interested in those things. But over time, even from a national perspective, agriculture education and FFA has really made the push that, hey, this isn't just a place to learn about these production practices. It's a place to learn leadership skills, to mm-hmm. learn research skills, to do those other things that you might not traditionally expect, like floral design. Mm-hmm. Nursery and landscaping is another one of those things that I enjoy.
Right.
And some of those, honestly, cutting-edge scientific principles. You know, we have a biotechnology competition that is advancing the world of agriculture right now. So there's a lot.
Great. Yeah, Logan, what are some of the classes that you're involved in with FFA?
So in school, I'm in Mr. T's welding class.
Okay.
And that we just pretty much go over the principles of welding. We can design different things like that. But in FFA, I'm also in the welding competition. But this year I also did ag sales, and we also qualified for state in that. That's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. You're given an item, and you got to sell it to an interested buyer, and you just got to – you're graded on how well you have a sale, how well you have a pre-sales call meeting, and then you have to take a test as well.
Sure.
I also qualified for state in job interview, and that's exactly what it sounds like as well. You just have a one-on-one job interview, and I really like that event because it gives me real world skills that I will be using no matter where I go with my life. It'll help me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So really broad set of skills that you're learning here, isn't it?
Absolutely. If there's a student that has an interest, FFA can definitely provide that, and then you can go and compete in it. I don't think there might be one or two that I could think of that aren't on there that you could do, but it pretty much covers any interest you could possibly have.
I think even today, there's still a lot of misconceptions that FFA is just for that kid that grew up on a ranch or mm-hmm. on a farm. But
right.
there are so many opportunities to develop those leadership skills, those speaking skills that you can use anywhere in your life.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So looking forward a little bit, you know, what's next for the program? What's next for Bo? You know, where do you expect to see things go from here?
You know, that's a great question. We've got a lot of exciting things going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Within the past school year, we have launched two school-based enterprises or businesses within the school.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So we have one that is called Perfectly Popped, which is a business where we freeze-dry primarily candy.
Okay.
And students have had a lot of fun with that. And we also have another team of students that sought out sponsorships and grants to purchase a laser engraver. And so we've been making all sorts of different things using that. I anticipate those things are going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to continue to see more students join my classes and continue to develop those skills that we've been talking about. There's a couple other ideas coming out down the pipeline that we're excited about, but not quite ready to share yet.
All right. Well, keep your secrets then. Okay. Well, listen, I really appreciate you guys coming over here and talking with us this morning about the FFA program, you know, where it's come from, where it's going, and, you know, anything else you want to add here before we get going?
Yeah, actually, this, believe it's March 5th, we have an event coming up that's open to the public. It's our yearly hired hand auction.
Okay.
And that's usually a big event. We use it as a fundraiser to pay for state events and stuff like that. And we partner with the Skills USA group
mm-hmm.
To offer our labor in return for a profit.
Okay.
Right. You know, all those funds go to supporting students as they go to state convention, and we've got a lot of them this year, so we're really excited about that.
Right. Where's this going to be at?
This will be at the high school.
Yeah. It'll be in the Broken Bow Commons area.
In the Commons area at the high school. So if you're looking for somebody to give you a little extra muscle, come out, bid, raise some funds, and take home a student to do that work for you, huh?
Absolutely. And there will be a meal as well. Chili's served at 6:30, I believe. That's
okay.
Right.
Perfect. So. On March 5th?
March 5th. Perfect. That's Thursday.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, FFA guys, thanks for coming over.
You bet. Really appreciate chatting.
Absolutely. And this has been Public Affairs.